Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We are here live to address your questions and real-life issues by phone at 1-800-677-9377. If there's something you'd like to talk about, call now. 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God offers true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and we invite you to listen and take part to learn how the basic gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's Basic Gospel. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about spiritual warfare, and I guess the question on the table today is how do we engage in that? Do we engage in that? What does God call us to do when we are being attacked by the enemy? Certainly, Paul has some answers to that in Ephesians chapter 6. He says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. And I love how he puts that. I mean, he focuses on one thing, that we are to stand. That's it. Mm-hmm. There's nothing more. Talk to us a little bit about that, Richard. What does that mean? What kind of hope does that give us? Are we to engage the enemy? Or are we just to stand firm in our secure position in Christ Jesus?
It's standing firm in our secure position. I mean, it does say later on that have your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace, but that doesn't say go charging forward. If God wants you to move, the Holy Spirit will tell you to move. Our job, by faith, is to accept everything that God has given us internally and stand. It drives Satan crazy. What he wants us to do is to say, don't worry, Lord, I've got this one, and go charging out there and try to fight him. And he just wipes the ground with us. Yeah. But if we do what Paul is talking about here, and we simply stand in his power and might, there's not a single thing. Look at not one arrow. All of the flaming arrows of the evil one are extinguished. Every one of them. And that's not something I do. That's something that God does for me.
Yeah, that's the full armor of God. Yeah. That's what he does. And there's nothing, you know, as powerful as Satan is, those arrows that come forth are nothing compared to the force this armor mm-hmm. provides. I mean, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of truth, the belt of truth, all of those things are, you know, Satan's attacks are no match for that.
Yeah.
And so those attacks that Satan brings forth, they don't even knock us backwards.
No.
If we're dressed in the armor of God. That's why Paul's whole thing is put on the full armor of God so that you can stand. And that standing, boy, that is a firm position, that is a hopeful position, and it drives Satan batty.
Yeah.
He'll say, hey, I can't penetrate this armor. I'm going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I'm going to seek someone else that I can devour. I certainly can't devour this person because they've equipped themselves with the armor of God. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to find somebody else. And so they move on, and I think that's what James was saying when he said, resist the devil and he will flee. How do you resist? By standing in the armor of God. So again, James and Paul are on the same page
yes.
in how they present this. So I think this is one of the most hopeful passages in the Word of God, that yes, we have an enemy, but he's meaningless to us if we're dressed in the full armor of God. Are you dressed in the armor of God? Let's talk about it on today's program.
At 1-800-677-9377, we await your calls. The lines are wide open, plenty of time, and if you have a question concerning this particular issue, the spiritual warfare, or some other issue you might be facing in life, or a particular Bible question, a good opportunity right now, 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Yonkers, New York, and talk with Donald, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Donald.
Hey, how you doing, Bob? I just wanted to, I do have something to say about the armor of God, and I first wanted to thank you in particular so much for sending me out the profiles and character lessons from unlikely heroes. I'm so much enjoying that those CDs. I have been playing in my car all the time, and it's really given me what is necessary for the Holy Spirit for me to have at this point in time to use it to go forth. The armor of God is so very important for us to have, because the mind, scientists cannot find where the mind is. We who know the scriptures know the mind is in our soul. It's in the spiritual realm. If it was in the physical realm where scientists and man could get at it, they would manipulate it and we would be in big trouble. So the spiritual warfare goes on in the spiritual realm. Therefore, we must have this armor to put on. And
you're absolutely right, Donald. You are absolutely right.
Those of us who are men of valor, and I call on men of valor everywhere, Bob Christopher and Mr. Rick, your partner there, Pfeiffer?
Richard, yes. Pfeiffer.
Richard Pfeiffer, who I'm also listening to, man. You're a beautiful guy as well. We need more men of valor to stand up straight and do like a friend of mine, Tommy MacGyver's mother, told him when he was a kid, stand up straight and tell the truth. First, you have to know the truth. The truth is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It's necessary for us, as especially men of valor, to stand up, and the dark side movers have to move out of center stage where they now are. Equip yourself with the word of Christ, the word that's in the Bible. Put on your armor, go into the agora, and let's take care of business. If we believe like you, Bob, and Rick, are professing with your program, the basic gospel, that we are the true men of God, we shouldn't be sitting back letting dark side movers, Satan's people, take center stage on this beautiful planet that he's given us to live on.
Yeah. Well, Donald, that is an excellent point, and thank you for making that, because I think as believers, we don't know who we are in Christ. Mm-hmm. And that's part of this message of the basic gospel. There's a new identity that's been given to us. There's something that has happened inside of us, and God wants us to fully embrace that. And when we do, that will give us the courage and confidence to live out this new life that we have in Christ. And this new life that we have is going to be attractive to those around us. But we need to know who we are, what we have in Jesus Christ, and when we do, then we can really put on the full armor of God, take our stand, and allow God to use us as he sees fit. Well, Donald, thank you so much for your call today. And so pleased to hear that series, Profiles and Character, is making a difference in your life. Thanks for those encouraging comments.
Thank you, brothers.
Hey,
God bless.
You're welcome, Donald. Thanks for your call.
Quick reminder that all the resources we talk about, including the one that was just mentioned, are available in our store at store.basicgospel.net, and we encourage you to go there and poke around. You'll find some very interesting resources to aid your spiritual growth. Again, that's at store.basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to New Jersey and talk with Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you for your time, and always appreciate listening to your show. I have a quick question. I was actually with a business colleague and friend earlier today, and I know he's very much on the fence of being a believer, not only in Jesus, but in God in general. And he's a Jewish gentleman, and he was telling me about a rabbi friend of his who was the greatest guy in the world, and he dealt a bad hand of cancer and passed on, and he brought up the whole Newtown shooting situation. He said, you know, I just have a tough time with how God could allow some bad things happen to good people. And I tried my best to tell him that there's always that battle between good and evil. And if there's, I told him, in the last year and a half, 2 years, I've become much closer to Jesus and been reading the Bible every day, and he knows this. And I don't want to preach too much to him, but I want to be able to tell him, and I was hoping you can help me, how I could explain that sometimes, and this is how I explain it, sometimes, you know, God gave us free will, obviously. So as much as, you know, God wants us to love him, he cannot force us to love him. At least that's what I told this gentleman. I said, if you believe in God, yet there's obviously the devil, and there's that warfare going on every day, but I explained as best as I could my belief and my faith, but how do you explain to someone in this world when people, good people, die and young people, you know, die at the hand of evil people? How can you explain how people like that can wonder how God can allow that to happen?
Well, Mark, that's the question. You know, if God is all-knowing, all-loving, all-powerful, you know, why doesn't he intervene and prevent things? And the bottom line to that is he has another agenda that he's operating from, and it's an agenda that's leading to, you know, a new heaven and a new earth where sin is totally eradicated once and for all. And so until that time happens, there's this incredible rescue plan that is going on. God and Jesus Christ rescuing people out of this world of darkness and placing them into his kingdom. So that's God's plan. That's God's purposes. The lost world doesn't recognize that plan. It doesn't recognize that purpose. It is myopically fixated on the here and now, what can be seen, what can be experienced, what can be changed, you know, physically. So they don't see the spiritual realm that is out there and what God is actually accomplishing each and every day in Jesus in this world of darkness. So when I'm usually asked the question about bad things happening in this world, I normally try to go to Ephesians chapter 2 and just read the first three verses of that chapter. It's a powerful description of the world apart from Jesus Christ. This is what the world is all about. And so he starts there, once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. You used to live in sin, just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commanders of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. And all of us, every single one of us, not just a few of us, not just a select group of really evil people, but he says all of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our flesh or sinful nature. And by our very nature, we were subject to God's wrath just like everyone else. That's a pretty brutal description of the world, isn't it, Mark?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, that is what the world is. And it's out of that world that God is rescuing people today and putting them in a different realm. The realm of his kingdom. And so when we're saved, we're rescued from that world of darkness. We're rescued from being controlled by sin and following the ways of Satan. We're rescued from that and placed into a new kingdom where we experience brand new life. And we as believers in Christ can be a blessing to those that are still in that world of darkness and can be a part of God's rescue plan. So we keep asking the question, why do bad things happen to good people? Well, if you read this description of the world apart from Christ and you recognize that everyone apart from Christ is controlled by a sinful the sinful desires of the flesh, and are following the ways of the world in which Satan is in control, you look and say, well, that's not a good thing at all. Maybe we can do some things that look kind of good on the surface, but the nature, the characteristic of that is bad. It's bad from start to finish. So why do bad things happen? It's because Satan intervened in this world, and he brought down humanity. He changed our very nature in such a way that we were controlled by sin, by the flesh, by the opposing forces of darkness. That's why bad things happen. That's just the reality. But God has sent Jesus, and in Jesus we can experience new life and rescue from that. I love how Peter put it in his second letter, that it's by these great and precious promises that we can escape the corruption that's in the world. And so to me, that's the answer to that age-old question.
I'm glad I was at least on track. It's tough with a person who does not believe in Jesus as a Jew, but I basically told him that my belief is that if you believe in Jesus, he opens your heart to see what is truly the blessings of God, and you understand that those who are not abiding by God's laws are obviously being more influenced by the devil and by evil.
Yeah, and God's the only good being in the universe, and he bestows upon us good things in Jesus Christ. And I think that's why all of our conversations have to eventually point people to Jesus and to recognize, right, if you want to experience something good in this world, God has provided it in Jesus Christ and in him alone.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. I've been contributing. I only called in one other talk show in the past, and it was this one. So I thank you guys for being there, and I've been encouraging all my friends and family to listen in. So keep up the great work, and God bless.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. Yeah. We appreciate that. That's how word spreads, by word of mouth. So thank you for doing that for us. We greatly appreciate it. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of our offer this month, Operation Screwtape, The Art of Spiritual War by Andrew Farley, and we would love for you to have it. So hang on, okay?
Thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome, Mark.
And just after I give the phone numbers, we'll talk about Operation Screwtape. 1-800-677-9377. We have time on the clock, and we want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Rick Piper, is he was referred to, the beautiful
fine.
One. Richard Piper is here. My name is Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us. Also, in conjunction with the week on spiritual warfare, or month on spiritual warfare, is our offer for Operation Screwtape for a gift of any amount. And Bob, tell us what it's all about.
Well, again, it's this book, Operation Screwtape, The Art of Spiritual War, and Andrew was with us yesterday, and he basically described this as a look inside of Satan's game plan. You know, what are his strategies? How does he try to impact us, influence us, to lure us away from the truth that we have in Christ Jesus? It's a, I think, mesmerizing look at what Satan does. I think it's information that we all need to know to equip ourselves with so that we will be able to know how to put on the full armor of God and to stand against all of Satan's schemes.
Yeah, absolutely. Operation Screwtape, The Art of Spiritual War. If you'd like to get a copy, we have one for you for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel, and to obtain yours and to make your gift, call 1-800-727-2828 up to 5 o'clock Central Time today. That's 1-800-727-2828. Or go online to basicgospel.net. You'll find the prominent link right on the homepage at basicgospel.net. Operation Screwtape by Andrew Farley, yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Ocean Township, New Jersey, and talk with Claudia, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Claudia.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Can I just piggyback on what that gentleman and you were talking about?
You certainly may.
It's very interesting. I'm a Christian, and oftentimes when you hear people get offended by God, whether they're Jewish, non-Jewish, whatever denomination, I often say to them, how do you get offended with somebody you don't know?
That's a great question.
I was talking to someone who was a non-believer or who was Jewish and was saying, my father got mad at God because my brother was killed. And I said, how does your dad blame somebody he doesn't know? What do you mean? I said, Jesus is the Son of God. So when people get offended with God, they truly don't know him. And that word know, as we know, means intimate. I'm not saying you can't be hurt, you can't get angry, but those of us that truly know God won't be offended no matter what life throws at us. Does that make sense?
Makes absolute sense, Claudia, and it really dovetails into what John wrote in his first letter, and he basically says that if you know God, you know that he is love, for Amen. God is love. So the world gets offended because they don't know that God truly is love, and that love has been demonstrated to us in the person of Christ Jesus. And the fact
Amen.
That
and in the cross.
Absolutely. That's exactly right.
So if God sent his only son and the enormous suffering he did on our behalf, in my relationship with Jesus, I'll speak for myself. I can truly look at the cross and say, who am I to ever, ever be angry with you? It goes back to that relationship between us and him. And those who are offended by God, we can say, don't have that relationship. They don't. Because I come from a position, hey, why don't you toast us all? How come you are so patient? How come you are so loving? We're so
well,
evil.
I think you've got it right. You've got it
right.
Exactly right. And the fact of the matter is God is patient with us.
Yes.
That is a demonstration of his love. And you're right. The problem with the world is not the evil that's out there. It's the fact that the world does not know God.
Amen.
That's the problem.
Question. How are you? And that's what I wanted to answer that gentleman. Ask your friend, ask that person, how are you offended with somebody you don't even know? And that opens the door. Yes. What do you mean? You don't know, because if you truly knew who Jesus Christ was, you wouldn't be offended no matter what. Yes, I'm here to tell you, even at the loss of a child.
Yeah. Well, Claudia,
you know that God is good.
We're going to tweet that question because I think that's outstanding.
Exactly.
And we certainly appreciate you jumping on with us today and providing these insights. I love your heart. I love the fact that you know truth, not only about God, but you know truth about yourself. And that's why the grace of God is so amazing to you. So, Claudia, you hang on. Let me send you a copy of this book, Operation Screwtape, just to say thanks for joining us today. And we hope to hear more from you in the future, okay?
Thank you so much, and God bless you guys.
Hey, thanks, Claudia.
Thanks, Claudia.
Let's go quickly to Phyllis in the Bronx. Hi, Phyllis.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. I just called to let you know that I was just sent home because I tried to defend my faith, speaking to someone that called himself a Christian, but coming to find out he don't know anything about Christianity, and he's Muslim. And he's stalking me everywhere at my job, trying to tell me that Jesus is not God. He's a messenger. He's, you know, he was sent from God. He prayed up to Allah.
Well, Phyllis,
and
Phyllis, if I'm in your shoes, I go to a supervisor and say, you know, I don't want to engage in these types of conversations, and could you please help me in resolving this this issue? I think that's how I would handle that.
Well, actually, I was sent up to personnel by my boss, and I had to write a written statement. But I told them, I said, I defended my faith because he's been stalking me, and I will not have no one blaspheme Jesus.
Well, let's leave that in the Lord's hands. I hope God will protect you in that, and you call us back and let us know. We're out of time. Let me put you on hold, and we'll follow up with you, okay? Hang on, Phyllis.
And thanks to everybody for joining us for this edition of Basic Gospel. Just a reminder, want to keep it in front of you as always, that this ministry is totally listener-supported, and we need your ongoing help to keep Basic Gospel on the air. For your gift of any amount today, as we've said before, we have a copy of Andrew Farley's book, Operation Screwtape, for you. That's for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. To make your gift and request your copy, call 1-800-727-2828. Speak with our operator. That's 1-800-727-2828 up until 5 o'clock this afternoon. Or go online to basicgospel.net now or sometime over the weekend. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and the ministry at Ministry Team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again Monday at the very same time for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.